What's going on, Bud Mashers? I'm Mr. Gamer.
And I'm Kitty Duvall.
And welcome to episode 32 of SBR Reports, Government v. Video Games. Unfortunately, we don't even have a cute thing to talk about or an indie thing to talk about because, unfortunately, the podcast topics for this week really fucking suck.
I mean, I'm cute. We can talk about me.
Well, yes, I know, but that would... I don't know how to segue into that. I'm stuck from that into this. Okay, I am not a magician.
You're not a dark magician.
Oh, you went... Okay. Anyway, unfortunately, let's just get into it. The biggest thing, obviously, the most... Unfortunately... The most covered subject has been the shooting in Florida. Lots of people have their opinions on why it happened, and more importantly, what needs to be done so that something like this doesn't happen again.
Continuously. Not again. Continuously.
I don't know if you looked at my vlog. You totally should. But I covered something that I had seen that really just pissed me off, which was a interview where two politicians spoke about what is the true attributing factor to shootings like this. And of course, video games obviously reared its ugly head because it's always video games. It's typically the media, whether it be rap music or Hollywood and their glorification of sex and violence.
Liberal Hollywood at that. You gotta add that in.
Yes, liberal Hollywood.
And then...
Video games. And there seems to have been an even further push by our president.
Our commander-in-chief.
In an interview on CNN, link on my website, Trump was talking about how video games are violent and how they are essentially teaching children how to do it, glorifying it, desensitizing them to it. He mentions other media as well. He mentions Hollywood. But obviously the point that I'm hitting on is the fact that once again, with no evidence to back this up, he just says, people say, or studies show, or I've heard.
I would like to see these studies.
I would like to see these people. I would like to actually know these people that he's talking about, where once again, video games are doing these terrible things. Really? Where's your evidence? Where's something that I can go back on and say, oh yeah, such and such was right, because I am so sorry, but just because you feel a particular way about video games, about this, doesn't make it true.
It's essentially using your own beliefs as facts when in actuality it's an opinion, because unless there is continuous studies to prove this...
You're talking out of your ass.
Like, I can definitely say I've been desensitized to seeing dead bodies and the like, but it's not because of video games. It's not because of movies or anything. It's because I watch the news, and at this point, I'm just too tired to be shocked and appalled.
But wait, you know what? but you know what?
Reality sucks.
There's one thing that we haven't taken into account, though, Ms. Duvall. I just recently bought Dead Rising 3 and 4. I was lucky enough to get a refund on Dead Rising 3. But I played Dead Rising 4. So by their logic that video games teach you how to kill and murder and glorify, what Dead Rising 4 should be teaching me is how to survive a zombie apocalypse. So all I have to do, for example, what you can do in Dead Rising 4 is combine weapons. So I should be able to find some duct tape, a lead pipe, and a shotgun and make the split shot. So I can somehow modify the properties of the shotgun to shoot through three barrels, right?
I mean, yeah, good luck with that.
Or you know what?
I'm not following you to the zombie apocalypse if that's what you're doing.
But you know, let's go hashtag relevant and let's go to Monster Hunter.
Oh, that's because such a fun game.
Because that's, you know, oddly realistic.
I mean, yeah, we do. People have hunted down animals to wear their skin, but not nothing the size of Sue in the film museum.
All right, let's take it another step further. I'm playing another wonderful video game, Tales of Berseria. I am just loving myself.
Okay, we're gonna pause right there because there are plenty of people who would love to uprise against a religious empire.
But
that has happened historically.
But
did you see what happened to Rome?
Okay, but did they somehow sacrifice a child to go down a hole where then a dragon demon then came up and then made your other arm an arm where you lose a sense of taste and you can only devour people from your hand? Did something like that happen?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so, and mind you,
I'm sure there are sacrifices.
And I'm
mostly
sure
that, virgin in Roman time.
And I can pull out so many different examples, but my point is, video games, unless they are actually an educational video game like Brain Age or something along
Mavis
those lines.
Beacon.
Or basically almost a Nintendo title. Video games don't actually teach you anything. Video games, at their purest form, are just entertainment. And just like I said in my vlog, they are entertainment that you choose to partake in. Unfortunately, sometimes it's media that you choose to exploit. And when I mean exploit, I mean how Rhode Island representative calls for special tax on violent video games. Robert,
every time I hear someone want to tax something, I get the hives.
Oh, this is just going to be rich. Robert Nardillo says that the funds raised will go towards mental health initiatives and counseling for students. Rhode Island representative has announced plans to introduce legislation that will add a 10% tax to all M-rated or higher video games sold in the state. Under his proposal, revenues raised by the taxes would go into a special fund for our school districts to support counseling, mental health programs, and other quote-unquote conflict resolution activities.
Do you know how many M-rated video games get released in America? Not a lot.
Well, not only that.
Like, that's dumb.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
Like, not only that, but you think that taxing the video games are going to do what?
Those extra taxes are going to go towards students. You know, this is when I will just... I don't trust anybody that says, let's just throw a tax on it. Like, I don't.
And my another thing is this. Unfortunately, given what our government has been doing recently, I have no reason to believe that this will actually go towards whatever mental health fund. Should I believe that?
All game developers are going to do is make sure the game's not rated M. By the way, being able to get a game released that's rated M is very hard already.
It's unfortunately, and I really do mean unfortunately, it's like getting alcohol. You get carded. You still get carded for it. And also, for people who are going to give me the argument, oh, well, such and such can get it from his friend or whatever, my question is this. Is that the responsibility of the video game, or is that child who is underage, who should not be playing that, shouldn't their parents know what they should be playing?
Nine times out of ten buying it because they're not looking at the boxes, or they trust their children and raise their children and let them know that this game is just a fantasy. No, in Doom, you do not get to go to Mars and kill demons from a hell spawn gate opening theme. Like, that's the thing that's been bugging me the most. It's like, people want to blame outside sources when most of this starts at home.
Now, the one thing that I do like in the article is that they do attempt to link violent video games and aggressive behavior. There is evidence of a link between violent video games and aggressive behavior, but the question of what it actually means is far from settled. The American Psychological Association noted in 2015 that different approaches to research and a quote-unquote A lack of precision in terminology have resulted in the debate about the actual effect of video games. All violence, including lethal violence, is aggression, but not all aggression is violence. The question of causality is also a factor. Western Michigan University Associate Professor of Sociology Whitney DeCamp told CNN in 2016 that the reported connection between the factors could indicate that kids inclined to be aggressive are more likely to play violent video games than those who are not. The same report noted that, quote, 238 scholars asked the American Psychological Association to retire its outdated and problematic statements on video game violence.
Yeah, so what I've gathered from that, personally, is that kids that are already aggressive like to play aggressive games. Just like adults that are already aggressive like to play aggressive games. It's very therapeutic.
On top of that, kids, children, Miss Duvalls, though there's only one of them, like to play cute games because of cute.
It's cute and it's relaxing and very therapeutic when after a long day of my day job.
Now, what I will say, and I will repeat this again, and if this is something that, you know, I get quoted on, that's great. Hashtag video games did nothing wrong. Seriously. Seriously. I cannot stand and I guess maybe because video games aren't necessarily a person that can defend themselves, it's just so easy to blame the video game. It is ridiculously easy to blame the video game.
It's easy to blame anything when people because we're talking about America. In America, one of the biggest issues is that people don't want to have real, authentic, accountable conversations when it comes to violence, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to these very important discussions we should be having. Instead, they want to play the blame game. You want to play hot potato on whose fault it is. And whoever gets stuck with it or drops the potato, that's your fault for the season. It's your fault for the season. That's just what it is. Because until, like, people can actually sit down and say, maybe I wasn't paying close attention enough. Maybe our healthcare does need to be better. Maybe, just maybe, if you're not old enough to drink, you shouldn't be buying a goddamn rifle.
Yeah, it's really interesting how you can be 21 to buy alcohol, 18 to get a gun and serve our country. And that's not to say, I am so glad that you defend us from people who want to hurt us and kill us and everything, that I thank you for that. But something's a little screwy when you can get something that can end someone, you can get something that can end someone else's life faster at 18 versus something that you can get that can end your own life at 21.
Legally, but let's add that in there legally.
Oh yeah, yeah, all this is legal too. Yeah.
Legally speaking, because, like, you know, there's always going to be the arguments if you're a criminal or if you really want it, you're going to get it. Well, guess what? If we made better laws, there would be harsher punishments for those who partake in illegal activity. Almost like the war on drugs. I mean, the fact that someone can get 10 years for an ounce.
Oh, but hold on. You know we shouldn't be really doing those new laws because, interestingly enough, in the article, in the wake of the 2015 mass murder in San Bernardino, California, that left 14 dead and 22 seriously wounded, the Roadhouse representative, Nardaio, not trying to be rude, I'm probably just really butchering his name, he spoke out against gun control, telling WPRI.com that new laws would only hurt the average individual who wants to protect themselves and their family. No, it actually wouldn't. This has nothing to do with the people who are owning guns legally and not shooting people.
Nobody wants to take away other people's law-abiding citizens' guns.
No, that's not the point. First of all, the point of this podcast is that video games don't make little children, you know, into murderers or anything like that. I'm really sorry if there are any parents who are listening to this podcast, but your child definitely didn't turn out any different before they were,
Call of Duty.
I'm sorry, they didn't.
If anything, it's not video. You know what? because I feel like you're about to go into like overdrive.
I'm just saying.
No, I just something just popped in my head was that it's not even video games, but the culture around it. Because the culture, you know, there's the different genres of video games, and then you have the subsets of things. When you think of toxic video game community, what's the first type of games you think of?
Online games.
All right. And what are the type of online games that people normally say, I fucked your mom?
Overwatch, Call of Duty, Battle, almost anything with a mic, unfortunately.
Almost anything with a mic and almost anything like where you're like, boom, headshot, right?
Yeah, very, very, like, well, they don't have a mic system, but I'm pretty sure if they did have a mic system in Splatoon 2 or something like that, I don't think we'd be seeing anything like that.
I don't want to hear someone I sploosed on you.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. But the thing is that it's not the video games, it's the culture around, well, violent media in the Western society. We are very violent.
And you're
pretty violent.
You're demonizing something that doesn't deserve it. Because let me push back into something that unfortunately I experienced when I was younger. The suave, debonair, and very charismatic Mr. Gamer that's in front of the microphone right now is not the same person back when I was, 12, 13 years old. I was, some would say, not quite right. And I wanted an escape because I didn't fit in anywhere. And people were telling me that I should go out. I should make friends. I should do this. Well, I didn't want to, but playing video games was a whole lot of fun. So that was what I did. And I found people who also like to do that. And then unfortunately, I'm just going to say media and society at that time, it has obviously since changed, told me that the fact that I was playing these video games, more specifically these RPGs that I'm worshiping Satan and that I'm a terrible person.
Remember those.
Yeah, and how, I'm worshiping the devil and all these sorts of things. Now, that didn't make me want to stop playing video games. If anything, it just pushed me further into it because now I further feel detached from everyone else.
But you are a rebel is what you're saying.
I didn't know that I was at the time. But my point is that video games for a long time have just been this nasty, taboo thing. And unfortunately, there's even more controversies surrounding it. But the fact of the matter is, video games in themselves are not inherently evil. Now, I will say that in my experience and profession, there are some really crappy ones.
The swatting thing is the first thing that came into my head.
Correct. But the video games themselves are not evil. Video games don't give me a blueprint on how to create a base so I could defend myself from the zombie apocalypse. Call of Duty does not make me an army veteran that is trained for combat to protect the United States of America. XCOM doesn't make me a general where I can send out troops to defend against alien invasions. It doesn't work like that. It never, ever has. If somebody has done something terrible immediately after playing, for example, a violent video game, let me tell you something. They had already had that thought before they picked up that controller.
If anything, they just got more wild ideas because people are, in general, are crazy.
Video games themselves are fantasy, imaginative, and unfortunately now video games are getting really realistic. But the fact of the matter is, they are. But that doesn't mean that it's so real. It's like, oh yeah, I could do this in real life because, once again, reverting back to my vlog, video games can't. Video games are simply a form of entertainment where your actions in the video game still have repercussions. So if for some reason you think that, oh yeah, I see an old lady walking down the street, and you know what? I happen to need $5. Let me go punch her. That way I can take the money out of her purse. Yeah, you're still going to... That's still a crime. You're still going to get arrested.
Someone's going to punch you back for punching that little old lady. She makes cookies.
Like, there's still repercussions from your actions. Your actions have consequences. It just baffles my mind where people still to this day believe that, oh yeah, the video games made him do that. Video games taught him how to do that. Video games make people worse.
I'm trying to figure out, because a lot of this starts at a young age. Why are you letting video games raise your kids?
Yeah, there's that.
Like, why are you letting video... I am under the strong belief, and I'm going to repeat this, we need to have a real conversation about mental health and all that fun shit, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because...
And it's not getting any better.
Because if these people already have these thoughts, the violent video games and things like that aren't the things that are making it worse. If anything, that's their way of escape and being able to be as horrible as they want to be while still being forced to be civilized human beings in society, because they understand that there are real life consequences. Those are what do you call it? I can't think of the high performance people on the spectrum of mental health.
Pretty sure I follow along there somewhere.
You do.
I'm sure.
It's okay.
But the point is that
you weren't raised, video games didn't raise you. You grew up playing games because you needed a form of escape, because of school, because of family issues and things like that.
Yeah, and also don't think that Mr. Gamer's mom was going to let me do anything like that either. Oh,
why do I picture your mother with a Switch though? And not the Nintendo Switch.
I remember.
Oh, man.
N64, do you know what game my mom bought that I couldn't play, but I looked at, it was on her dresser?
What?
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh.
I wanted to play that game so badly. I had read about it in Game Informer. And every single time, it's like, no, you're not old enough. No, no, no. No, and that was it. Now, mind you, I kept asking because I was being persistent, but her answer never changed because I wasn't old enough to play Conker's Bad Fur Day.
In my experiences, I wasn't allowed to have the blood on in Mortal Kombat and all that other fun stuff. Granted,
oh yeah, it was green.
Granted, every time I went to my daddy's house, my dad let us do whatever we want, but I wasn't allowed to watch South Park. Anything that had an adult subject, I wasn't allowed to consume in my mother's home. Granted, I was a bad kid. I mean, I'm adorable. I was an adorable kid, but I was a bad kid, okay? I super glued a girl's hands to her hair. I was a bad kid. So I still did what I want.
The reign of Cherry X-Blade.
I hate you so much for saying that. Anyway, oh, I got you on that TBT now.
But it's already TBT.
No, next week. I got you.
But
my point is that, yes, kids are going to find ways to do things because some kids are just bad. I was one of them. My mama beat my butt black and blue. Okay, I thought my ass looked white after a while.
And just because someone does something terrible doesn't mean that media is to blame for it. It really doesn't.
And they could have had great parents. They could have grown up on nothing but Mario. But they still were a shitty person who shot up a school.
And video games... Blaming video games is not going to be the solution. It really isn't. Banning it, taxing it... We are not focused on the actual issue. The actual issue does not have to do with video games. The actual issue has to do with how did this particular individual get a hold of this weapon
legally and do this?
It wasn't video games. It has never, ever, ever been video games.
I just really want these conversations to actually happen, but I feel like no one is actually going to want these conversations to happen because none of us want to be held accountable. If I was in the wrong with something, I would want to be held accountable. If Like, if something like this was to happen in my old high school or something like that, I would want to know, what could I have done to prevent this? What things like that? I'm not about to say, oh, guns are the end all be all of evil. I understand the reasons why some people like guns. I understand some people dislike shooting them on the range, and they're not deranged lunatics or anything like that.
And that's completely fine. They're not doing anything wrong. Yeah, they're not the ones shooting up schools.
But the question still remains, why is someone able to legally, because that's what a lot of these cases, it's either people who get irresponsible gun owners locked up stuff out of their gun cabinets or whatever, or can legally grab these guns somehow. And why is that?
And
why don't we talk about mental health? Why don't we talk about how things can add to an issue? If a study comes out that says this video, if you already have this certain sort of mental psychosis or whatever, and video games contribute to it in this percentage, I will take that, but I need authentic studies for this.
Yeah, I need a whole lot more than feelings. I'm sorry. I need a whole lot more than the president saying that, oh, I've heard that video games are bad. I need a whole lot more than politicians talking about how rap music and the glorified violence in Hollywood and how video games desensitize people. Yeah, I'll admit I am desensitized to it, but here's something else. I'm not shooting up anything. And I think that right now we need to have a conversation not focused on video games and focused on the real problem, which is making sure that people who shouldn't be getting guns, who aren't in the right state of mind, don't get them. And right now, this needs to be done sooner rather than later. That way we don't have another unfortunate accident.
And I'm also going to add, not everybody with mental health issues are going to suit up at school either. Because, well, it's safe to say I know a lot of people that are on the spectrums and will not suit up at school.
So hopefully this is I hope that this has been extremely clear about my view and my stance on this, and I'm sure that Ms. Duvall has been very clear in her explanation. So
you also watch the vlog. Seeing an angry black man is hilarious.
If it turns out that it is, oh my God.
You're just so cute when you're mad.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, this has been Mr. Gamer.
And this is Kitty Duvall.
Signing off.